Praise the Lord. We give God the glory for all that He has been doing to us today. We want to take one or two scriptures to underscore further the various issues God has brought to us in this matter of missions challenge, so that we can prayerfully take very clear decisions. You must make your own response in line with what God has started to say to us. I'd like you to read the book of Psalm 68, verse 11. It says, "The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it." The Lord gave the word. The revelation of the truth actually comes from Him. And we have the privilege of having been given custody of the oracles of God. God has given, us, the body of Christ, and particularly us in this commission, the privilege of receiving living oracles. But the matter now is those who will publish it. And that's why we are talking of various forms of disseminating this word that the Lord keeps releasing to us. There is abundance of revelation of the word of God. Now, the Bible says, great was the company that published it. It was a host, a great host. And you cannot stand by. You must be part of this host that publishes the truth, that circulates it in different forms. The word is very clear. We are preaching about Him, Christ, and Him crucified. And what is God's wisdom? Now, when you get to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 28, you hear Paul the Apostle saying, "Whom we preach, that is Christ, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." In all wisdom, I want you to note that. All wisdom, all sciences, all arts, all different ways, whether in media technology, by drama, by theater, by movies, by writings, different ways, all wisdom, all strategies, all methods that can cause this message to be communicated and to run fast to cover the ends of the earth. Why do we need to do this? When the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations." The matter is all. Every creature. Now, the matter is that we are needing all forms of wisdom, all forms of strategies, all forms of media communication devices, to be able to cast this message to spread fast and to reach the ends of the earth. When the Lord Jesus said, "Greater works than I have done you will do because I go to the Father," He's not really talking in terms of the quality of what we are going to do, because He has done so much. He did miracles, He preached, and He had an anointing without measure. But in terms of scope, in terms of coverage, in terms of fast, speed of movement, we are in that generation where God is lending us every instrument of passing this message. God Himself, right from the beginning, God is an author. We saw God writing the law, the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai and giving to Moses. We saw Moses himself writing the book of the covenant. We saw, Paul the Apostle disseminating the message to the churches. All the epistles we are reading, right from the book of Romans, we can see the letters written by one man. We could see the gospels. We are reading them today because they are put down. Now, apart from writing, eventually we have printing. From printing, we have the media technology and now the ICT. Now, all of these are instruments God has lent us so that with all wisdom, we can carry this message and spread it everywhere. I want you to quickly note that The reason God is giving us these instructions and exposures is for us to know that the room God has opened to us, we have the wherewithal to occupy that room, the wherewithal to push beyond what we can presently see, what we can presently touch, by all of this that God has made available to us. And that's how to fulfill the command of the Master. Lastly, I'd like you to see from the Gospel of Matthew how that the Lord Jesus Christ himself was so diligent, so dedicated to this matter of rising to fulfill the Great Commission with every passion. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, I read from verse 35, the Bible said, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Now, this is very, very... Jesus went around. There was something moving him, which I pray that this day, that will also be the motivation of your own heart. That God will create a passion in your spirit, a burden for souls that will not allow you to be looking at men as ordinary trees. You know, to be looking at your students in school only as a means of making money, or to be looking at them simply as people you are going to teach geography, and you are going to teach history, you are going to teach mathematics. As good as you are training their head, you must have this motivation to reach their hearts. Now, the Bible says in 36, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. He saw them as fainted. I saw them as scattered. He saw them as helpless. He saw them as being harassed." When he saw the multitudes, my prayer is that you have the same sight that Jesus has. There's an eye with which Jesus used to see men. That's why when he saw them, he didn't see people to cheat. He didn't see people, you know, to exploit. He didn't see people that were going to make him popular. He saw people that had need. Honestly, people need the Lord. Homes need the Lord. Young people need the Lord. Women need the Lord. Professionals need the Lord. Even the traditional rulers, they need the Lord. All of them need the Lord. But you are going to see with the eyes of the Lord. We need to pray for the eyes that the Lord Jesus sees men with. When he saw them, something moved inside him. He was moved with compassion. He began to see them as fainting, as helpless, as sheep without shepherd, as harassed of the devil, as tormented by sin, and that's the condition of men. I pray today that God Almighty will create that passion in our hearts, that we are going to rise in response. God is not lending us these things for us to just use them to decorate our lives. It is for us to gather them as devices and weapons in our hands, to go forth sowing until we soak the land with the word of truth. And the Bible said, Jesus announced to them, he said, "Look, the harvest truly is plenteous. It's so large. Lift up your eyes." That's what he said in Matthew, in John chapter 4, verse 35. Lift up your eyes. Once your eyes are lifted off you, you lift up your eyes from yourself, from your own survival, from your own pursuit and greed and ambition. Once you lift up your eyes, you will see a ripe harvest. The field that is ripe. You see the field that is plenteous. You see that when souls of men are ripe and they are not harvested, the likely thing is that the enemy will harvest them for us. Or they will get rotten. They will get to a point where we can no more have access to them. We are hearing Jesus say the laborers are few. The problems are two. The harvest is wide, but laborers are few. May God create laborers out of this year's MLR. People that are going to run for the Lord. May we move beyond people that are just Jesus admirers. May we respond to his bidding upon our lives. May we become laborers indeed, not entertainers, not organizers. May we become men who are laboring for souls, who are laboring for revival and divine visitation upon the land. He said, pray ye therefore. That's the next thing to do. Pray ye therefore. After you have gotten the compassion, after you are seen with the eyes of God, something else has to happen to you. You need to pray. And what are you praying? Oh God, send forth laborers. And I was interested in that prayer because as soon as they finished the prayer, the next chapter, we saw that they themselves, in the course of their praying, God made them to become part of the answer to that prayer. Because the master began to send them out two by two, and they had to go out. So as you are praying, Lord, send men, send laborers, you cannot put yourself aside. May you become part of the answer unto that prayer. They say, Lord, here I am, send me also. Send forth laborers into your vineyard. And God is giving us these unaccompanied missionaries, the materials, the books, the tapes, the WhatsApp, the Twitter, the Instagram, the various, you know, platforms of communication. You can engage them. You can actually be there and be busy with souls. You have the Zoom link. You have the various other instruments of causing this message to run far. When we are praying for laborers, we are also seeing God answering us to carry materials, to push things that we extend to the ends of the fields and bring men to their knees to the Lord Jesus Christ. As we pray at this moment, I'd like you to consider that God is laying a responsibility upon you and I, that God is demanding a response, that God is asking you to take action. God is demanding that you will rise. That Bible study, first instruction says, go, borrow vessels. And we are being given all that it takes to use, to go forth and borrow them. What is your own response to all of this? Who are the people who are saying, Lord, as far as the distribution of materials, good Christian materials, these materials that save men is concerned, count on me. I want to be pouring them to schools, to youth, to teachers. I want to commit myself to teachers' labor. I want to commit myself to students' labor. I want to commit myself also, it could be to the women labor. There are materials. There are tapes. It could be to fellow pastors, fellow clergymen, to have the correct materials with which to run after them and say, brethren, there is something that can make us more effective in the calling that God has placed upon our lives. Are there people who are also saying, look at me, Lord. I may not do much, but I am hearing you today. Say, there's an eye with which to see men. And if you give me that eye, as I'm asking you today, Lord, I will also devote myself to the villages. To the villages. You're a teacher teaching in the village, and you are busy planning how to run away. You have never seen opportunity in that village. You have never seen yourself as the pastor, the evangelist of that community. God is demanding an action, a reasonable response from you today. Are you also there in offices? What are you going to do with this opportunity? Are you seeing there the space in that place to sow the seed of the word of God, to engage men with the truth that God has lent us? The Lord has given the word in abundance in our midst. Why don't you be among the great company that is publishing it? The host of the Lord everywhere. What are you doing with your birthday? Why are you celebrating marriage anniversary? And you didn't know that there are materials. There are enough materials. There are enough things with which to engage people, and their families and homes will be affected. Are you doing whatever with the opportunity in government? And you are seeing it as your time to chop, the time for your village. Can you see opportunity for the kingdom of God also? To insist that the hand of the Lord will move through you to push the word of God, to push opportunity, to exploit the opportunities and let the gospel of salvation reach men. We have all that you can want to use to push, and you will see God helping you. I want to ask you at this point as we pray, arise to respond to the Lord. Let me ask you please to rise on your feet. You've been sitting for long. It's a moment to make a response. It's a moment to make a response. God has been challenging us in this matter of missions from various angles, and is saying to you, arise now. Take a position. Tell the Lord Jesus, count on me, Lord. Raise a prayer. Lord, count on me. I will not stay idle in Zion. I will not be at ease in Zion. Oh God, count on me. What you have written, even those you have given me to write, I will write, but there are materials you have already put in our hands. Help me to be a channel of blessing others with these materials. Help me, Lord. Help me in the aspect of bringing this truth to my church setting. Lord, there are materials that we are meant to bless families, youths, different people, tapes. Oh God, help me to push them. Help me to utilize them. I submit myself as an instrument in your hand. Is that your prayer? Just talk to the Lord. And if you are taking step, finally this moment, you say, as far as media technology is concerned, I'm a young man, I'm a young woman, I'm an old man, I'm an old woman. I am presenting myself, Lord, to be involved, to push these materials. Can I ask you where you are, standing there, to take 1-2 steps, move towards the altar as a sign of your dedication of your life for this commission. Brethren are going to midwife that for you. They are going to help you and assist you on how to do it. Just move forward towards the altar and say, yes, Lord, in the distribution of these powerful materials, Lord, count on me. I dedicate myself to see that it will become a powerful avenue for lives and souls to come to you. Yes, as you are doing that, God is receiving that sacrifice from your hand. He is releasing grace to you. God bless you. God bless you. As you take the stand, God is giving you space to actually take action now. And they will assist you as you say, here I am. I will be part of the company of those who publish these materials. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for every one of us that you have challenged so much in the course of this mission and ministerial challenge over the 2 days. We are pleading again today that the Holy Spirit will ignite our hearts. We are praying, O God, that everything that makes our heart passive, Lord, you will terminate it. Put your fire in our bones. Lord, quicken us. Release your grip on us. That as our master went about, we also will go about. These materials we are receiving, we pray for those who are particularly saying, here we are. We ask that grace be given them unto this commitment. That Father, here and there, in the schools, in the churches, in the markets, Lord, in the villages, in the cities, wherever, Lord, you will make them channels of pushing them. Some will push even with their resources, and some will push